We're joined in the media center by our current number one qualifier in funny car, Tommy Johnson, 4.030 seconds at 309.49 miles per hour. Tommy, you kind of joke you have not had a number one qualifying position yet this year. But talk about Friday night, the lights, you know, the sun starts to go down. You know, is that what you guys were looking for on that run?
Yeah, actually, first few cars ran, they were a little quicker than I thought they were going to be because it cooled down, but not a lot, you know. So we stood on it. You know, we ran well first round, went down the racetrack, and gave us the option to be able to do that. And John got after it pretty good, and he it's always fun to watch him when cars are starting to run better out there. And he comes back and lifts the box and opens the box and twists some knobs. And another car runs pretty good. And he comes back and twists them some more. So I knew it was going to run pretty good. You know, I knew it was either going to smoke the tires or run pretty good. So it was kind of what we were expecting. You know, after looking at it, it still wasn't a perfect run by any means. But it was good enough to get number one. It's coming around at the right time of the year.
Talk about your season this year. You guys made a pretty big tuning change in the, you know, fairly early in the year, changing clutches. Has it been a struggle to get back to your performance?
Yeah, I mean, we started off the year with the 6-disc and then switched to Richmond back to the 5-disc. And we just had so much more data with a 5-disc. And with the track prep now, I don't think we didn't have enough information with the 6 to be able to make the adjustments needed. So we went back to 5 and experimented with that and played with it some more. And you can see that the car I've had the last few years where we ran really well at the end of the season and, you know, had a really competitive car, you can see that coming back to us now with that. You know, John's really comfortable with the 5-disc. He knows what changes to make them that makes it work. And the power, we've had to decrease the power level a little bit, and it kind of fell back into our hands that the 5-disc works good again. So
there's a lot of rounds left. You think you got a shot still at the championship?
Yeah, I mean, I'm only 100 and some out, you know, like pretty, I mean, 105 or something like that, you know. So the next two races are really critical. You know, if you're going to have a shot, you have to have it. By the time you leave Charlotte, you have to have a shot. So, you know, if we can keep ourselves in it right now, this race and next race, which I think we'll do. I mean, our car's been performing the last 6 or 8 races. We've headed the right direction. So it's almost like you got to peak at the right time. I thought you need to be peaking at the first race of the countdown, but I'm not so sure you need to be peaking more towards the middle of it because you got to finish it.
Good. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.